Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight, we are going to discuss the halachos of v'sein bracha. Last night, we discussed the halachos of saying merid hatal. Tonight, we are going to discuss the halachos of v'sein bracha. After the first days of Pesach are over, and we start the weekday Shemona Esrei for the days of Chol HaMoed, so then, in the bracha of Baruch Eleinu, the bracha of Parnasa, we start to say v'sein bracha instead of v'sein tal u'matar levracha. We started saying v'sein tal u'matar levracha here in America on December 4th, so it's really not half of the year, it's much less than half of the year, only from December 4th up until the first weekday Shemona Esrei, the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is really Matzah Yantif, of the first days, we switch back to V'sein Bracha. If somebody said V'sein Talamotel of Racha when they shouldn't have, and they should have only said V'sein Bracha, the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person needs to repeat the Shemona Esrei. It's the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, that if a person finished the Shemona Esrei, then they need to say the Shemona Esrei over again. However, there are points where a person can still catch themselves and prevent going back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. If they realize soon enough, they can just go back and fix it. So the halacha is the following. If a person realizes before they said Hashem's name, similar to what we discussed last night by Merid Atal, but over here by V'sein Bracha, if somebody said V'sein Talamotel of Bracha, before they said Hashem's name at the end of the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, so then they could go back to the beginning of Barech Aleinu. That ninth Bracha, Barech Aleinu, they go back to the beginning of that Bracha. If they only, by mistake, they only go back to the words of the same bracha, then that's okay, b'di eved, after the fact, that is okay. But preferably, once a person realizes, they should go back to the beginning of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. If a person did say Hashem's name already, they said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of that bracha, then the halacha is, they should say the words, Lamdeni Chukecha. Those of you who listen to the shir last night, similar halachas that we had over there, the pasuk Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, and that is a whole pasuk that makes sense, even though of course it really has nothing doing here in Shemona Esrei, it shouldn't be here, but it is after all a pasuk. So if a person just said Baruch Atah Hashem, what they should do is say the words Lamdeni Chukecha, and then again they go back to the beginning of Barech Aleinu. If they started back just from the same bracha, once again they said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then they realized, then they say Lamdeinu Chukecha, then they should preferably go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, but it's okay b'di'evit if they just go back to the words the same bracha. If a person finished the bracha, or any time after that, they said Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, or at any point later on in Shemona Esrei, then again, they could just go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, they have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha, and say it correctly. If they just said Hashem, then we said before, you say Lamdeinu Chukecha. But if they did finish, then also they can just go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. You can't fix it in Shema Koleinu because you added something that you're not supposed to. There's nothing you could do. You already said the same Talamotel of Racha. So a person needs to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu, even if they're in the middle of Maidim or wherever they're up to, then they still need to go back to Baruch Aleinu. If a person finished the Shemona Esrei, as we said before, then the person needs to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Finished Shemona Esrei means that they moved back their feet. For sure, that means they have finished Shemona Esrei. Or the Mishnah Brura says, even if a person just said Yehi L'Ratzon, which if you say that two times, then that means the second time. The last time you say Yehi L'Ratzon, once you started saying that, that is also considered as if you have already finished Shemona Esrei. And then you realize, oh, I said V'sein Talamotel of Racha. You need to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Over here, the halacha is that once you finish Shemona Esrei and you have to go back to the way beginning, then the way Rav Moshe Feinstein understands the Mishnah Brura, you have to say the phrase of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Ofiyagiti Lasecha, you have to say that pasuk again as well. The Mishnah Brura says that you don't, but the Rav Moshe says that that's only talking about where you have to start from the beginning of Shemona Esrei when you realize in the middle of Shemona Esrei, some halachas we were discussing last night by Merid Atal, then you do not need to say Hashem Sfasai again. But over here, if you finish the Shemona Esrei and you need to go back to the way beginning, then you say the pasuk of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach once again. As we discussed last night, if a person is in doubt and they're not sure if they said the same bracha or the same talamotel of racha, so We'll just say it again for those of you who didn't hear last night. Then we, for the first 30 days, we assume that you said it the old way, which is the incorrect way, and you have to assume that you did it the wrong way, and then we have all of these halachos. Once 30 days have passed, then we assume that the person did it correctly because they're used to it already, and we could assume they said it correctly. But all these halachos of the 30 days, that is only if a person is in doubt. If a person knows for a fact they said the wrong one, then of course they have to go back. Within the first 30 days, then we assume, if you're not sure, we assume you said it the old way. But if it's already past 30 days, then we could say that you did it the correct, the new way. And similar to what we discussed last night, so to by the same bracha, you could say those, that phrase, of course, without Hashem's name, but from the words before, including the words the same bracha and the words afterwards. You say it 90 times while you're driving in the car, while you're walking in the street, while you're working in the kitchen. You just say that phrase 90 times. Then we say that that automatically makes you accustomed to that phrase. And then if you have a doubt, you are allowed to assume that you said it that new, correct way. In this bracha of Baruch Aleinu, this is the ninth bracha in Shmona Esrei, and the Gemara in Megillah tells us that the reason why the bracha of Parnasa, for money and for sustenance, is in the ninth bracha, is the reason is that the ninth capital in Tehillim also talks about Parnasa. Nowadays it's really the 10th capital in Tehillim, but in olden times the first two capitlach of Tehillim were combined into one, but now we have it as the 10th, but in the times of the Gemara it was the 9th capital that talks about Parnasa. Also, the first Tes is the 9th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and it's gematria of 9, and the first Tes in the Torah is the word Toiv. That's the first time the letter Tes is found, which means good. And there is a phrase in that bracha that we ask, as we ask Hashem for tevuas, kol minei svuas o l'toiva, for good. Now, why do we ask for parnasa, for the good? Because money sometimes is not always a blessing. People automatically assume that it's a blessing, but sometimes for some people it can be a curse. And I once gave a test in the Beis Yaakov, and I one of the questions on the test was something that I taught my class was, what's the segula for being careful with the halachos of benching? If a person benches inside a sitter, saying every word, making sure not to forget to bench, sitting down, what's that a segula for? Because I taught him that the chinuch says that's a segula for parnasa. So everybody got that right on the test. It was an easy question. But one girl wrote in parentheses that it's not always a blessing. Now, I don't know much about that girl's family, but she was 100% right. And it was very interesting that she added that it's not always a blessing. You know, I read an article in the Zman magazine, the people that won the lottery and how it ruined their lives. Okay, that's a little bit of an extreme. But sometimes money can be bad for people. And another phrase that we say in Baruch Aleinu is V'sabeinu mituva, that you should satiate us with your good. And I saw four explanations why we say the expression to satiate us, V'sabeinu, like the expression V'chalta V'savata uveirachta. V'savata means to be satiated. Why do we use that phrase, that term of V'sabeinu mituva? So one explanation of the four that I saw was from the Siach Yitzchak, who is the Talmud, who is a student of the Gra, and he says that there's an expression, if a person has a mana, they have $100, ratza masayim. Yesh mana ratza masayim. Then a person wants 200. It could be a sickness, that if a person has money, they just want more. And then when they get more money, they're not satiated. They just want more. They want double. And we said a few shiurim ago from the Samar Rebbe that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, a person only davened for the bracha of Parnasa if they felt that they needed the Parnasa. So I'm very curious how many people in the times of the Beis HaMikdash did not daven for Parnasa. How many people said, no, I'm good, you know, I have enough, I'm satiated, it's okay, Hashem, you've taken care of me, I appreciate it, and I don't need to daven for Parnasa. My guess is very, very few people. Everybody feels like they need more and more money. But sometimes it could control a person, and it could take over a person that they need to have more and more and more. And even if they can pay their bills, but they need to have more and more and more. And the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, the Siach Yitzchak Rebbe, he says that money is like salt water. We're all thinking now about salt water approaching the time of Pesach. He says it's like salt water, that if a person drinks salt water, it doesn't quench their thirst, it just makes them more thirsty. And then what do? They want to drink more salt water to quench their thirst. But that doesn't help them at all. Just the opposite, it makes them more thirsty. And a person is never satiated. Says the Siach Yitzchok, that's what we're asking, v'sabeinu mituvecha, that please satiate us, give us the money, and give us the bracha that we're able to be happy with what we have. And it's important to know, going into the Yantav of Pesach, you know, I get so many things in the mail for different collections from Maaz Chitin, and there's definitely collections here in Passaic, Clifton, to give out to poor people, and that is the best segula for Parnassah. For sure, one of the many segulas for Parnassah is to give tzedakah, especially at this time of Pesach when we all see that money just goes like water. I don't know about salt water, but for sure like water. We're spending money for Yontif, we'll get it all back because we're spending it for Shabbos and for Yontif, but definitely to keep in mind the aniyim and the tzedakah that needs to be given, the maaz chitin in the times of Pesach, and in that schus we'll all have Parnassah and gezunt, everything that we ask for. Okay, everybody should have a good night.